probably should not project human traits onto machines. But if you spend a lot of time with a mechanism, talk to it, wait to hear from it, and worry about it, even scientists begin to see personality in machinery. When the Opportunity Mars exploration rover ended its mission this week after more than 5,000 Martian days, NASA scientists mourned. "This is a hard day," Opportunity's project manager, John Callis, told reporters. "Even though it's a machine and we're saying goodbye, it's still very hard and very poignant." Opportunity and its cousin rover, Spirit, both landed on Mars in January of 2004. They were supposed to carry on for just 3 months, scratching and scouring for less than a mile over the Martian landscape. But Spirit roamed for almost 5 miles and lasted 6 years. Oppie, as scientists began to call the Opportunity rover, rolled over Mars for 28 miles and stayed on the job for more than 14 years. It transmitted 217,594,000 images, including a selfie. Spirit and Opportunity helped establish that there was once liquid water on Mars. This doesn't mean there will soon be beach resorts on Mars, but it does confirm that some of the elements of life may have once existed there on a world that now looks pretty dry, lifeless, and cold. It's a reminder not to judge too much by appearance. Planets and people have histories. Oppie got stuck in a dune in 2005, but NASA scientists working over a distance of millions of miles were able to free their rover. Oppie also suffered from recurrent wheel and robotic arm problems for most of his, her, its life, but kept on rolling, searching, digging, and sending back information. A dust storm enveloped much of Mars last June. Oppie foundered in a gully on the western rim of the Endeavour crater, in a gully the scientists called Perseverance Valley. The storm robbed Oppie of the solar power to recharge its batteries. NASA scientists sent it more than 830 rescue commands. They beamed music to Oppie to try to awaken their Martian explorer. David Bowie's Life on Mars, Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive, Here Comes the Sun by, you know. Oppie was too depleted to reply. The rover did send a last image of a dark world cloaked in dust. Jacob Margolis, a science reporter for KPCC in Pasadena, made a poetic translation of the digital bursts, bites, and squeaks Oppie sent out before going silent. "My battery is low, and it's getting dark. We might all hope for such a gentle end to a useful life." Take a look at the low man, beating up the wrong guy. Is there life on Mars? Ziggy Stardust, and you're listening to NPR News.